on the living room armchair. But they say it'll work out fine. Was it all a waste of time? 'Cause I knew I'd lose you. You'll always be special to me. Special to me, to me. Will I forget in time? You said I was on your mind. There's no need to argue.
Waiting there for me. It is is When the Roses Bloom Again by Billy Bragg and Wilco. Welcome back to Pisces Season. You're listening to WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio, 91.5 FM. I'm Lauren. Welcome back. Sorry, guys, it was a little bit late today because that dang walk sign outside the studio, you know how it is. But luckily for everyone, I have a lovely guest with me today. Would you like to introduce yourself?
Hey guys, it's Nate. It's good to be back.
So for those of you that aren't deeply entrenched in the Pisces season lore, A, what are you doing? B, Nate is my lovely, wonderful friend of a boy that used to be on my show a lot. His main talents were reading the PSA, because everything else was pretty nerve-wracking. Understandably, you know, radio is hard.
I've been practicing.
Yeah. And it's also on his resume now, so he's got to be, like, actually good at it. he's not trained as a DJ. He's not a DJ, but, you know, like, LinkedIn and the Carter Center and everyone else, they're not listening to my show right now, so... Mm-hmm. It's fine. You know, I'm not going to tell. It's fine. You're not going to tell.
No, of course not. No.
Okay. Then we're fine. Today's music has had no influence by my guest because he didn't contribute anything except for maybe
subconsciously.
The world's worst song ever. What was the song called?
What was this?
It's Boom, Boom, Boom.
They were playing at the sink. It wasn't my fault.
Ah, the sink. The place where you go for the best music, always.
Who's your
would
idea?
It kill them to play WMFO once in a while? I mean, seriously. It's ridiculous. Seriously. It's a student.
Where's thing. The last Whole Earth Catalog appreciation?
Yeah. seriously. John's pioneering it. John's my little brother who works at the sink. Not to, like, dox him. Hey, guys, if you want to find my little brother there, that's where he is. So tonight's music has basically just been what I've been listening to as of recent. I have this playlist called Fall... I think I've talked about this, actually, the last time I was here. But basically the vibe is like, oh, fall. you know? And... today was a really fall day. It was raining. It was really cold. It was pretty dark. It reminded me a lot of London, which I don't know if you guys know this, but I actually studied abroad there.
Oh,
so,
my God. That's crazy.
Yeah, I did. I studied abroad there.
You speak really British cool. now?
Yeah, mate, I do.
Oh,
yeah.
That's embarrassing.
I can keep doing this all night. I can keep doing this.
Can you?
No, actually, I can't. It's really hard for me. And it's not even good. Sorry, guys. I respect British people. I love them, obviously, because I lived in London for a really long time. But, yeah, actually, tonight's not British music for once in my entire life. I'm not playing The Smiths tonight. Actually, that's a lie. I'm literally playing The Last Whole Earth Catalog. You know what? Maybe I'll just, like, stop talking about, like, what I'm going to play and play it. But I don't know.
I like the suspense.
Yeah, I know. Like, what's up next?
I'm thinking about some poor trucker behind his wheel just, like, begging us to just shut up.
And... like, please play the music. Honestly, whenever I listen to WMFO in my car, I think a lot, like, please stop, like, playing music. Just, like, talk about something. I really like listening to people talk whenever I tune into the radio.
They just don't do it like you do.
Well, that's not true. I actually have been listening to a lot of shows recently because I am now a huge fan of quality control for my new position in WMFO, which means that, you know, I gotta care about what people say on air. I always did, but now I, like, really do.
Just drunk on power.
I'm not drunk on anything because... I'm radio showing right now.
True.
Think of another analogy.
Power trip.
There you go. So, yeah, I've been listening to a lot of shows recently, and I really like when people talk. One of my friends did a Ira Glass impression from This American Life, and then his co-host was like, oh, that'll go over well, like the podcast jokes with the Tufts kids. And it did go over well. I thought it was really funny. So, you know, That's the crowd. Anyway, you know what? I'll play music. You're not a very exciting guest.
I feel like I've been making contributions.
Come on, like banter a little bit.
I don't know who Ira Glass is. That's,
fight to talk. Oh, yeah. Not a podcast fan. Shame. Anywho, tonight's a lot of Wilco because I've been watching The Bear, which for some reason plays a lot of Wilco, I think. Or maybe I just like only took this one Wilco song from the show and then I got really into Wilco. I can't remember. But this next song, Impossible Germany, was in a little montage of Chicago. And then I was like, wow, Chicago looks like really nice. Like, I should go there. No reason to be going to Chicago, but that show's really good, and the song's also really good. So up next is Impossible Germany by Wilco.
Thank you.
Impossible Germany by Wilco. Great song. Honestly, it was really awesome. I was electric guitaring at the end. What were your thoughts?
I liked it a lot. I wasn't really getting the fall vibes, but
really? I don't know. Like, if you like think about like walking around, like, and the leaves are like falling on you or whatever.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And like,
I could see that.
Chill guitar, but like still like kind of high, but like not like, we're not going like acoustic guitar yet, but mm-hmm, we're still mm-hmm. like easing out of like solid rock, you know?
I guess I'm conflating fall with Halloween, and I see those as, I recognize those are two separate things.
No, yeah, I think for me, Halloween is Monster Mash.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I'm waiting for that one.
Fall for me is, you know, like pumpkin and
Wilco.
Rain and I hope that it's just not like something that's being tested right now.
Probably just a fire alarm.
Yeah, something like that. They have to test the radios once in a while.
It's aliens making contact.
Yeah, probably. So that song was called Impossible Germany. Did you feel any sort of like relation to it? Because, you know, you speak German.
Yes, I do.
I actually thought about having a bit where I ask you things in German, and then I got to, like, hast du, and then I was like, yeah, never mind.
It would be excruciating for everyone else.
Yeah, that would be really painful.
Yeah, it'd be a little difficult. No, I can't. I feel like there weren't that many words, you know, so I wasn't really getting the...
I feel like there were, like, a good amount of words. Mm. You just don't listen to them.
I think, yeah, that the problem is, like, music kind of just is very, like, I don't listen to it actively, and mm-hmm. you do, and so you're always, like, you know, absorbing lyrics.
Yeah, I'm an active listener.
I don't have those skills built in.
Well, one day.
Mm-hmm. I'm working on it.
Up next is a song by The Last Whole Earth Catalog, my favorite band ever, obviously, and it is one of their new songs, because they're about to come out with an album, so this is one of their, like, last singles before they release an album, which will truly be unbearable for this show.
God, help us all.
Yeah, okay, so here's Bird by Bird by The Last Whole Earth Catalog. If it wants to go...
ever change. never time to change. Things don't come round again. I'll just remember them.
To my eyes, hide your soft skin, your sour with sunshine. Listen to my eyes. Hear you sing pretty tunes. I move so slow from your steady crushing hand. Well, it's there's a company in my back. I move so slow, steady crushing hand. Well, yeah, shit, there's a company in my back. Moving so slow, old radiant beauty, I'll curve my flight. So slow, old radiant beauty, I'll curve my flight. Under your bended knee, and I will always die, I will always die, I will always die. So I can remember. We're so slow, steady crushing down. Shit, there's a company in my back. I move so slow, steady crushing hand. Well, yeah, shit, there's a company in my back. There's a company in my
That was Company in My Back by Wilco. That's currently my favorite song, in case anyone was wondering.
I was wondering.
Thank you. It's about the half hour, so that means it's PSA time. And Nathaniel, take it away.
Thank you, Lauren. Looking for some sweet, great tasting snacks that are also healthy for you? Try eating dried fruits. Dried figs, apples, cherries, bananas, apricots, peaches, pears, pineapples, raisins, cranberries, prunes, blueberries, and mangoes, and oh so many other fruits are both tasty and good for you. Many dried fruits are an excellent natural source of cancer-fighting dietary fiber. Read the labels to understand which brands has added sugars, preservatives, and other ingredients, but no matter what, eating pretty much any kind of fruit is going to be better for you than candy or a processed snack, Lauren.
Okay.
A public service message from all the fruits and nuts here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
There you go. Yeah, all the fruits and nuts here at
WMFO. That's us.
That's so funny. So now that I've played my favorite song of the night, you know, I thought that it would be a great time to do some questions. So when I was on Jill's show, she prepared this list of questions for me and kind of like rapid fire did it with me. And it was really fun. And we ended up talking the entire show for 50 minutes. We played two songs. So I thought I would just go ahead and, you know, like fire away.
Lower your expectations.
So my first question for you is, what was your favorite childhood snack?
I like the dried fruit strips, you know, I don't know what they're called,
goodness.
My parents were pretty granola and they were pretty hippie. So they didn't give us much. It was that or like
they didn't give us much. Like they're giving seeds and worms. Yeah. Like go fight.
Pretty much.
Mushrooms.
Some like, I don't know, barley.
Yeah.
Weird grains.
Yeah. You're eating like the bark off trees.
Yeah, yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. Mine was animal crackers.
Oh, sorry. Lauren, what was yours?
I really liked animal crackers.
It's classic.
I thought that those were you know, those are pretty good. And then my next question is, what is your coffee order?
I usually get a medium latte, medium vanilla latte. No, medium latte with whole milk.
Hot or iced?
Hot. Mm-hmm. Iced is rare occasion, maybe like 85 degrees and above.
Yeah.
And then vanilla if I'm feeling soft, you know, if like things have been going a little, things have been rough.
Are you okay? You got a vanilla latte this morning.
That's true. But it was the sink. I couldn't handle it otherwise.
Yeah. That's woof. All right. Next question. What is your least favorite outfit of mine?
Ooh.
Oh?
There's so many. It's hard to choose.
Oh, funny. I'm being serious. I want to know.
I don't know how to number one, I can't actually think of something, but even if I did, how would I describe it? Like
you would say what I was wearing that you just didn't like.
Oh god. You have some pretty good outfits.
I've never put on an outfit and you're like, "Okay, what is she wearing?"
I have to say, like, I liked the white blouse, the like button down today, but it felt a little corporate.
The outfit I was wearing today? Are you serious?
Well, it was not my least favorite, but like it's also the freshest one in my mind, you know?
Oh my god. I was wearing that today.
I know, but you changed. You were wearing originally a perfectly normal outfit, and then you were like, I hate it, and you had to change.
Yeah, because I did hate it. I actually really liked my outfit
today. Okay, well, see,
so
this is the danger in asking these sorts of questions.
You know what you're supposed to say is not give an answer.
That's how I prefaced it. I was like,
no, you're supposed to be like...
Late-night commuters to this.
No, what I did when Jill asked me this question was, you know, I can't think of any, Jill.
That's what
I said,
and you were like, you can't think of one,
and
you
that's
stupid
exactly,
little
that's
worm.
Stop.
Sorry, I mean, not allowed to say that word.
No, you're allowed to say stupid little worm, I guess, but stop.
Okay.
She also did that to me.
Uh-huh.
You're just
that's
a,
what I said,
a
and
pushover.
Well, I do as I'm commanded.
No backbone.
Okay, this is an easier question. What's your least favorite outfit of mine?
When you wear pink and green together, like you're like the Fairly Odd Parents. I hate it. It's the worst combo.
I don't really do pink and green that much. I've been wearing the Ben & Jerry shirt.
In the summer, you do it all the time.
No, I lost the Tom & Jerry shirt.
Thank God.
Yeah, that's good news.
Okay.
It's fair, though.
What is your favorite song that you have stolen from me?
Oh. Honestly, there's a lot, which is a little embarrassing.
Yeah. What's your favorite one, though?
I'm not giving you I Follow You. I'm not giving
I that.
Hey. That's not, I'm not crediting you with that, but I will probably credit you with like Blue Coop.
Yeah. That song's really sad though.
Is that you though? I feel like that could have been me.
It was me.
All right.
Like, oh. where are you getting your music from?
Okay, I give you a lot of songs too.
Yeah, you've sent me Crystal Knight like four times.
And other songs.
Hey, have you heard this song before? And it's crazy. He sent me this song like three times, like over the last year, and every time he was like actually asking.
Okay,
and
but then now
it was,
it's a joke.
And then it was like on the fourth time that he was like, "Ha ha ha! I've sent it to you so many times." But three times is crazy.
You know, third time's a charm.
Also, the amount of times like. For you to have rediscovered that song three separate
occasions.
Think
about how much joy it gave me.
And, oh, and that's really nice. You mm-hmm. wanted to share it with me. Mm-hmm. That's really sweet. Yeah, I think I Follow You is probably my favorite song that I've stolen from you. It's a very good one.
Are you giving me credit for that?
Melody Echo Chamber.
She's French.
Oh, wow, really?
Oh, yeah.
Can you do some French for us?
No.
Okay.
That seems like a lot of... I mean, if you're not doing German, I'm not doing French.
Well, one of us is fluent in one of those languages, and one of us is absolutely not, so...
Yeah, I'll keep the crowd guessing.
Okay, well, we'll figure it out. I mean, they kind of know. I already gave my German earlier. I'm fluent, by the way. Yeah. You don't really love Epitaph for My Heart by
The Magnetic Fields. Oh, I do love Epitaph for My Heart, but, like, it's... Number one, it's hard to think of these songs, you know, just off the cuff. And number two, I feel like that's more of a recent...
You don't sit around thinking about the music that I play.
Well, I do. Of course.
Yeah.
But
what?
But, like, again, like, I'm not big on analyze. I enjoy music.
I
derive joy from it, but yeah. I don't analyze, and so it doesn't rest in my head the way
yeah.
it does.
Yeah. No, I'm, like, meticulous mm-hmm. about song mm-hmm. lyrics. They're really, really mm-hmm. important to me. It could be the worst song ever, Cough Cough, Car Seat Headrest, but if the lyrics are good or mean something to me.
Oh, I like, honestly, most of the Car Seat Headrest songs I've gotten from you.
Which?
More like Bodies, Killer Whales, what's the other one? All the famous ones, honestly.
I mean, okay.
Yeah, exactly. You should just sing for the rest of the show.
No.
Okay.
Great lead into my next question, which is, if you could suddenly sing one song really, really well, what would it be? I think about this a lot because I thought about it and I was like, wow, that's such a good question. And now I like think about it all the time.
Probably like a Rihanna song or like
what?
Ariana Grande.
I'm talking about like you sound really good when you sing it.
I know. Well, they're pretty good singers.
That would be
doesn't
very
Ariana
scary
Grande have, like, six
if you
octaves?
Were like able to like suddenly
yeah,
like
so
hit whistle tones. No, that wouldn't not be. That'd be like terrifying.
She's so good. I feel like
well,
that.
Yeah,
that
but like she's a
skills.
Woman. I feel like.
Okay, what are you saying?
I feel like maybe you should pick a song that's like more in your vocal range or something.
Well, isn't the whole point of this that I'm going out of my vocal range? Because otherwise, my vocal range is limited to like.
Well, yeah, but I mean, like, what are you gonna be like singing "Dangerous Woman" on karaoke night?
Is
that what
maybe
you had
like
in mind?
No, I really couldn't think of any of the songs, but I know...
Something About You.
I don't know that one.
It's Dangerous Woman.
Okay. I'm sure if you play it. wait,
that's ridiculous.
What was I going to say? Okay, never mind. Continue.
nothing, like...
I
don't know. There's so many, like, male songs.
Maybe like a... Green Day would be fun.
Okay.
Like
I feel like they're not particularly, like, good at singing, though. They just, like, scream.
Wake
like,
me up. When September ends. See, we did that pretty well.
I guess.
But we're not there.
I guess we're not like Green Day level yet.
I just don't know that many like male songs that are
like
big
the,
on like
the Beatles. Duh.
No, but they're not big on like you know vocal like you know flair flamboyancy. they're all pretty like guitar heavy or whatever. You know.
I guess.
Metallica.
Elliot
that'd be who
Smith.
I choose. Yeah, not the vibe.
No. Neutral Milk Hotel.
Ooh.
You just sound like terrible.
Are you talking about?
No. Thanks for asking what I would sing.
sorry, I keep on getting thrown off guard.
Mine
what would you say?
Is, I've thought about this a lot. I think mine would be either. It would definitely be. a Fiona Apple song. It'd either be Across the Universe or Sullen Girl.
Okay.
I feel like that would be really, really awesome and, like, cool and, like, sexy if I, like, showed up to the bar and I was singing that song. And I was, like, really good, and everyone was like, wow, she's so good.
Wait, is
who
it,
is that?
Is you know? Across the Universe a cover?
Yeah, it is.
Okay, I but recently discovered that.
She sings it very well.
She does sing it very well. I think she might have the best version.
Yeah.
Who originally sings it?
Don't ask me.
Okay.
I don't know, thanks. I just work here, man.
So true.
Except they don't pay me. Okay.
Woman of the people.
Anything else? Anything else to add about singing? Wait, I have one more question
okay,
for you.
Okay, well, I also have a question for you.
Okay, well.
But this one's, mine are so much lamer.
Okay, well. Okay. If you, okay, no. Let me start over.
Okay.
Think of all of your friends. Like, get a mental picture of all your friends. Like, all of them. Well, at least, like, people here that we're Tufts with. Because I don't really care about, like, your high school friends. No offense.
Yeah. Call him out.
Yeah. As if he cares about what I say about him on radio.
I'm sure he's listening.
That'll be, like, the epitome of all, like, like.
I should send this out to all every single person I know. This
you
goes
should,
on LinkedIn
you
and
should.
Everything.
This is your evidence.
Yeah,
your proof that you do radio.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so my question for you. So you thought of all your friends, right?
I yeah. There's
so
many.
Do you need another
second
to think about all of them?
No, no, it's okay.
Okay,
I think I got it.
Yeah, that looks like you got it. thinking really hard. Anywho, so, out of all of your friends, who would you most want to tattoo you versus the least? And why? Well, you got to think of something. I can't just sit in silence.
You know what's sad is I don't have like I don't have that many people who I could be like I trust this person to tattoo me.
Really?
Okay, least.
Yeah.
Would be JT.
I knew it was gonna be that.
I feel like he'd like.
I was thinking of your answers to all of these. I feel like he would do something really evil to you. Don't say any bad words.
No, but I don't even think it would be on purpose. Like, he'd, like...
No, I know. I think he would, like...
He would cough on it as he's, like, accidentally... Sorry, this is mean, but I don't think he's here.
not in the studio, I hope.
Love you, JT. He would,
like
cough
around,
on it
he's, like, watching us through the window.
He would.
That's the kind of person he is. He's just, like, lurking. He's so nice.
Like, anyway.
He would be like, hey, guys. And we'd be like, oh, my God.
He would, like, cough in it accidentally as he's, like, tattooing it. And then I get infected and I have to, like, chop my arm off.
Oh, my God. It's really funny.
But it'd be a cool design.
Yeah.
And then...
No, I think he would have, like, a really, really good idea for it. Except for, like...
Yeah.
Or he would, like, start doing it and, like, walk away. Like,
yeah, I'd be like, this is not worth it, and you just like leave.
Yeah. I'd be like, wait, why am I doing this again? And then just like dip.
Playing 2K with Walsh.
Yeah, seriously. You've got like halfway finished infected tattoo.
And then most here's where it gets a little murky because like there's people who I'd want to tattoo me who I couldn't really claim to be like my friend.
Mm-hmm.
But like who I know would be responsible tattooists.
Mm-hmm.
That aside,
Well, I mean, like, can you say them enough to be like on air, or is it like these are randoms, you know?
Oh, well, I was like, I was really kind of like putting that on the, you know, on the back burner.
On the back burner, okay, like deeper, you know?
Yeah. I think, I mean, Jose's already gotten his hand done tattoo.
Yeah,
I think he's the most experienced.
Oh God! No, he's gonna take you down with him. Are you kidding?
Honestly, that'd be, I'm so with it.
Oh,
imagine being able to say I'm a brother.
Oh God, and you're not. That's the most embarrassing thing. Is like you would still be like you would still go to the door at ATO and they'd be like, "Are you a brother?" And you'd be like, "Well, I have the tattoo." And they're like, "What's your name?" And you're like, "Nathaniel Oakes." And they're like, "Yeah, you're not on the list. Go home." Like that's humiliating.
Yeah,
I think that's like objectively the worst choice that you could have chosen.
I mean, I'm graduating in half a year. Like,
and you want an ATO tattoo on you?
Just to remember everything by.
All right.
It'll be.
I think you should rethink.
Well, who would you say?
What you're trying to get out of college.
Okay, if I'm, like, actually, like,
I mean, I'm actually asking you. Okay. These are, like, silly questions.
Okay, like, I like John a lot. I don't think we're, like, super close.
Mm-hmm.
But I would totally trust him with that tattoo.
Yeah. No, totally. I think that would be my answer, except for I can't say that because I already have a piece of his artwork tattooed.
Well, yeah, but you can do it again.
I guess, but he wouldn't do it. I actually tried to get him to do it, and he was like, nah, maybe. But then we didn't do it.
Whoa, that's a lot of trust. Yeah. Who would you say?
He was going to stick and poke me this summer, actually. Oh. Well, he didn't, but probably for the best, I guess.
There's always future summers.
That's true. You know, I didn't think about least. I think the most out of my friends, it would probably be Uma. I feel like she would give me a really cool tattoo.
Okay.
I mean, she like makes art and stuff. Yeah. Mm. She's like a studio art miner.
True.
She's very good. I have some of her prints on my walls and a t-shirt from her. So I feel like she would be pretty good.
Yeah.
What's
her style, you think? Like,
it's like similar-ish to John's in like that it's like weird faces, but
funky.
It's more like bolder, I would say. John is very thin, like fine line drawing. I feel like Uma's a little bit more like colorful and like bolder, thicker lines and stuff. Yeah,
be a good contrast.
Very like wavy kind of thing. I don't know. Very talented though. I think the least. I'm trying to think. Like I don't know because also it's like difficult to like say like because I feel like most girls I honestly could like see them picking up tattooing like pretty quickly.
Mm-hmm. Why is that, Lauren?
Because women are, like, careful, or whatever, I think.
Okay.
You know? I don't...
What if we spend this to hometown friends? Would that make it easier?
No, I feel like I really just don't know who would, like, give me a bad tattoo. Jill would probably give me a really cute tattoo.
I was gonna say Jill as well.
Jill would probably be really good and thoughtful about it.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like you would probably give me a bad tattoo and then, like, laugh about it.
No.
Maybe.
I would lower my, like, my ambitions, and then I would give you, like, a very modest, mild tattoo, but I would try not to fuck it up.
What did you just say?
Oh. To
mess it up.
Mess it up. Yeah,
yeah, that's what I thought you said.
Sorry, children.
I apologize.
They're probably so bored right now.
Oh, please. Like, okay, sorry. You want to play music
guys.
Now?
No, I'm having a great
time. Oh yeah, call in. The number is 855-915-9636. I literally can't think of a singular person that would do a bad tattoo. I think it would be more of like a sabotage kind of moment. I can think of people that would definitely sabotage me. You know what? I think Alex would give me a bad tattoo.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like he just like he can be so like
he'd be like laughing too much.
He can be so clumsy though sometimes. Like
Julian could give you a bad tattoo.
He would probably like give me something evil, but I think Alex probably would not want to tattoo me. I love you though, Alex. I think that you're talented at so many things, especially drawing blood. Apparently he's really really good at that.
That's
so
kind of creepy.
I mean, he works in a hospital, so no.
Well,
it's not.
Yeah, but you do too.
Yeah, but I don't ever have to do it.
Blood drawing skills. Oh, like actually drawing blood.
Yeah, like he like does it at work.
I thought you meant like actually like draw doodling blood like.
What in the world?
Well, that's what we're talking about. We're talking about illustrations.
I feel like we've like really gone.
No, that
seems
so fair to me.
Everything.
That conclusion was so much easier to reach than drawing in the second term, the second like definition.
Uh huh.
Okay.
Okay. Whatever. that's all of my questions for you. I had another one, but you know what? For the time that we have, I'll let it wait, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You said you had a question for me, though.
Oh, well, they're so much less cool.
well, I mean, why not?
Do you want to choose, or should I just give you one of them?
Why don't you just give me one of them? How would I choose?
Well, because I could say both of them.
I guess. Just go.
What are you most excited about for Halloween?
Oh, this is a good one.
Thank you.
Honestly, I'm really excited to dress up as Fleabag and the priest. I'm really excited for that. I feel like that's going to be a really great costume. And honestly, I just love dressing up. Like, that is my favorite. It's so much fun. I get so excited to do it.
It's awesome.
It's, like, ridiculous. And I don't know.
Are we going to go pumpkin, or are we going to carve pumpkins? Do you guys carve pumpkins?
Maybe. I don't know. Like, where do you buy that stuff?
I don't know. Whole Foods.
Okay.
Pumpkins.
Yeah.
Some northeast. You can probably, like, backyard.
Yeah, and just, like, use our hands, like, our teeth. Carve it that way.
I mean, they have knives, right?
Yeah, I guess so. Did you have any other another question?
Yeah, this one was more like, I mean, I guess it depends on how you choose to answer this, but like aliens, like yes, no, thoughts.
Oh,
like
Lord.
I know, I threw it out there. But to be fair, your questions were like predetermined and mine I had to come up with in the past like 2 minutes.
Yeah, that's fair.
So it was a little pressure.
I feel like maybe this gets into like political discussion.
Speaking of political discussion.
What?
No. Dot.
No. You and your IR major. No one's asking. Okay, you know what? I'm not going to answer either of those questions.
Fair enough. Wait, will you answer Halloween?
I guess I did.
Thank you.
You know, it's almost the end of the show, so I'm going to play 2 more songs. This next song is a song by Car Seat Headrest. It is their new song. It's a cover of this song for a celebration of something that I forgot, and I was going to write it down and be like, oh my God. And I forgot, but you know what? It's new Car Seat Headrest, so be happy that you got it. So here's We Looked Like Giants by Car Seat Headrest.
From magazines. I don't know about you, but I swear on my name they could smell it on me. I've never been too good with secrets, no. Thank you.
That was We Looked Like Giants by Car Seat Headrest. I feel like that was pretty classic Car Seat Headrest nonsense, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, show's almost over. Sorry, guys. This has been Pisces season. Most importantly, thank you, Nathaniel, for coming onto my show.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, this was great. Mm-hmm. You should come back sometime.
I concur.
Yeah. Awesome. I'm Lauren. This has been Pisces season. You're listening to WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio, 91.5 FM. Thanks so much for tuning in. You should tune in next week if you enjoyed tonight. Up Last is a song that I've been enjoying quite a lot recently by Built to Spill called I Would Hurt a Fly.